Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Work Amendment Act comes into force with issuance of notification by the government. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes on India's vision of winning hearts over conquering nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights role of Mudra Yojana in empowering women entrepreneurs. Prime Minister Modi and Dubai Crown Prince Sheikh Hamdan discuss future collaborations to boost India-UAE strategic partnership. Special court in Rajasthan sentences four convicts to life imprisonment in connection with 2008 Jaipur serial bomb blast case. Centre announces merger of 26 regional rural banks under one state, one RRB policy. And in IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeat hosts Kolkata Knight Riders by 4 runs at Eden Gardens. The Work Amendment Act 2025 has come into effect from today. The government has issued a notification to this effect following the assent given by President Draupadi Murmu to the legislation. Last week, both houses of parliament had passed the legislation. The new law aims to streamline the management of work properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. President Draupadi Murmu today said Indians do not want to conquer countries, they want to conquer hearts. President Murmu stated this while interacting with Indian scholars doing research at the Champali Mold Centre for the Unknown at Lisbon in Portugal today. President Murmu called the Indian researchers working in Portugal as flag bearers of the country who have made a significant contribution in enhancing India's pride.
भारत का संस्कृति भारत का परंपरा भारत के लोगों के चाल चलन चेहरा उनका बात करने का तरीका उनका संस्कृति एक चलते फिरते भारत का झंडा है आप भी मुझे लगता है ये इस चीज को अच्छी तरह से समझते होंगे और आपको भी मैं कहना चाहूंगी कि भारत का गौरव को बढ़ाने में आपका भी बहुत बड़ा योगदान है
Earlier on the second and concluding day of her visit to the southern European country, the President held talks with the Speaker of the Assembly of Portugal, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. President Murmu also met Portuguese Prime Minister Luís Montenegro. President Murmu reached Lisbon yesterday on the first leg of her state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. Briefing Media Secretary, Western External Affairs Ministry Tanmay Lal, termed the President's Portugal visit as historical. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is set to become the third largest economy in the world very soon. Addressing an event organized by a private media house, Mr. Modi said that this unprecedented growth is being driven by the youth. Mr. Modi added that India has printed ahead at doubled speed and doubled the size of its economy in just one decade.
आज दुनिया की नजर भारत पर है और दुनिया की उम्मीद भी भारत से है कुछ ही वर्षों में हम दुनिया की 11वीं से 5वीं सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी बने हैं बहुत कम समय में अनेक प्रकार के ग्लोबल चैलेंजेस आए लेकिन भारत रुका नहीं भारत ने डबल स्पीड से दौड़ लगाई और एक दशक में अपनी इकोनॉमी के साइज को डबल करके दिखाया है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana at his residence in New Delhi on the 10th anniversary of the scheme. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the Mudra Yojana has empowered women by not only offering financial assistance but also creating opportunities for them to lead and grow their businesses.
सबसे ज्यादा महिलाएं आगे आई हैं सबसे ज्यादा लोन के लिए अप्लाई करने वाली महिलाएं सबसे ज्यादा लोन प्राप्त करने वाली महिलाएं और सबसे जल्दी रिपेमेंट करने वाली भी महिलाएं यानी ये एक नया क्षेत्र और विकसित भारत के लिए जो संभावनाएं ना वो इस शक्ति में पड़ी हुई है वो दिखाई दे रहा है
During the interaction, the beneficiaries shared their entrepreneurial experiences with the Prime Minister.
मैं आदित्य टेक लैब का फाउंडर हूँ, जिसमें मैं 3D प्रिंटिंग, रिवर्स इंजीनियरिंग और रैपिड प्रोटोटाइपिंग और साथ साथ में थोड़ा रोबोटिक्स का वर्क भी करता हूँ, क्योंकि मैं फाइनल ईयर मेकाट्रॉनिक स्टूडेंट हूँ। सुना था बहुत कि लोन लेने का प्रोसेस बहुत कॉम्प्लेक्स है, इस साल में नहीं मिलेगी, कौन बिलीव करेगा, अभी तो एक दो साल जॉब का एक्सपीरियंस करो, बाद में लोन मिलेगी। तो जैसे सौराष्ट्र ग्रामीण बैंक है हमारे भावनगर में, तो वहां जाके मैंने मेरा आइडिया कि मैं क्या करना चाहता हूँ वो सब बताया। तो उन लोगों ने कहा कि ठीक है, आपको मुद्रा लोन जो किशोर कैटेगरी है 50,000 से 5 लाख तक उसके अंडर, तो मैंने 2 लाख की लोन ली और 4 महीने से मैं शुरू कर रहा हूँ। सोम से शुक्रवार तक मैं कॉलेज जाता हूँ और बाद में वीकेंड्स में भावनगर आके मेरा वर्क पेंडिंग है वो खत्म कर देता हूँ। तो अभी मैं महीने का 30,000 से 35,000 कमा रहा हूँ।
The Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana provides collateral-free loans of up to 20 lakh rupees to micro and small enterprises. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum in New Delhi today. The two leaders discussed ways to further strengthen the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, especially in the areas of trade, investments, defence, energy, technology, education, sports and people-to-people ties. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Dubai has played a key role in advancing the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today called for the complete eradication of terrorism from Jammu and Kashmir and ensuring zero infiltration from across the border. Mr. Shah was addressing a high-level meeting of the unified headquarters at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar. More from our correspondent.
Mr. Amit Shah reviewed the security scenario, law and order situation and other security-related aspects in Jammu and Kashmir at the unified headquarters meeting. The security agencies apprised the Home Minister about the operational preparedness while presenting their unified strategy for handling the security situation within the Union Territory and along its borders. Mr. Shah also reviewed the preparedness for upcoming Shri Amarnath Ji Yatra commencing on 3rd of July this year. In a separate meeting, Mr. Shah directed the J&K administration to focus on accelerating infrastructure growth, boosting tourism, improving connectivity and enhancing welfare schemes across both regions of Jammu and Kashmir. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
The Department of Financial Services and the Finance Ministry has notified amalgamation of 26 regional rural banks, RRBs, on the principles of one state, one RRB. This is the fourth phase of amalgamation of RRBs. The ministry rolled out an amalgamation plan in November last year, building on improvements in efficiency from previous phases. Post-amalgamation, there will be 28 RRBs covering 700 districts with more than 22,000 branches. The government has issued notification to the Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme. Recently, the Union Cabinet had approved this scheme with a funding of 22,919 crore rupees to make India Atmanirbhar in the electronics supply chain. Addressing media in New Delhi about the scheme today, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that in the last 10 years, the country has registered a remarkable growth in the electronics sector.
And electronics exports have increased more than 6 times. Production CAGR is 17%+ and exports CAGR is 20%+. Within a short time frame, the ecosystem, which means the components manufacturers and the diversity of the manufacturing ecosystem in the country, has substantially increased.
Mr. Vaishnav also inaugurated a day-long stakeholders meet today organized by the Unique Identification Authority of India with ecosystem partners in Delhi. The Odisha government today signed 13 Memorandums of Understanding, MOUs, with the Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry at the Odisha Investors Meet in New Delhi. Under the MOUs, Odisha will receive investments totaling over 8,96,000 crore rupees. 22 Maoists surrendered before security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh today. Talking to media, additional superintendent of police of the district, Chandrakant Govarna, said out of them, four Maoists were carrying a reward of 26 lakh rupees.
22 माओवादी आत्मसमर्पण करके मुख्य धारा में शामिल हो रहे हैं। इन 22 माओवादियों में से एक एलजी बटालियन मेंबर है, सीआरसी कंपनी नंबर 2 में का मेंबर है, दो इसमें एसीएम रैंक के हैं। वर्तमान में जो छत्तीसगढ़ शासन की आत्मसमर्पण और पुनर्वास की जो नवीन नीति लागू हुई है विगत मार्च के माह में, उसके अलावा जो नियत निलंबनार जो योजना शासन की चल रही है, इन सभी से प्रभावित होकर उक्त माओवादियों ने आत्मसमर्पण किया है।
The surrendered Maoists were given an incentive of 50,000 rupees each. So far this year, about 180 Maoists have surrendered in Bijapur district of the state. A special court in Rajasthan today sentenced all four convicts to life imprisonment in connection with the 2008 Jaipur serial bomb blast case. The four persons were convicted by the court on the 4th of this month on charges of planting a bomb, which was found unexploded and later defused in Chandpur Bazaar in the walled city of Jaipur on the 13th of May in 2008. Eight other serial blasts at different places in the city had killed 71 persons and left about 200 injured on the same day. The Punjab police have arrested two persons in connection with last night's grenade attack on the residence of BJP leader Manoranjan Kalia in Jalandhar. Addressing a press conference, Special Director General of Police, Law and Order, Arpit Shukla, said the attack was part of a major conspiracy orchestrated by Pakistan's ISI to disrupt peace and communal harmony in the state. He also mentioned that possible links to Babar Khalsa International are currently under investigation. Several opposition leaders have condemned the attack. The top leadership of the Congress today held deliberations at the Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel National Memorial at Ahmedabad in Gujarat on the party's roadmap for organizational reforms. The meeting of the Congress Working Committee, the highest decision-making body of the party, was attended by over 150 members, including National President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi, and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi. The AICC session is scheduled to be held at Sabarmati Riverfront tomorrow. The benchmark domestic equity indices today staged a strong comeback, rising around 1.5% amid positive global cues. The rebound came as global markets showed signs of stability despite ongoing concerns about the US-China trade tensions, with investors hoping for potential concessions ahead of Wednesday's deadline for reciprocal tariffs. We have a report.
The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, climbed 1,089 points to close at 74,227. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 rose 374 points to settle at 22,536. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 42 paise to close at 86 rupees and 26 paise against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 88,150 rupees per 10 grams a short while ago. Gaurav Dhawan Lal for Akashvani News.
In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated hosts Kolkata Knight Riders by 4 runs at Eden Gardens today. Put into bat, Lucknow Super Giants posted a massive 238 runs for the loss of 3 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In the other match of the day, hosts Punjab Kings have set a target of 220 runs against Chennai Super Kings in Chandigarh. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Waqf Amendment Act comes into force with issuance of notification by the government. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes on India's vision of winning hearts over conquering nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights role of Mudra Yojana in empowering women entrepreneurs. Prime Minister Modi and Dubai Crown Prince Sheikh Hamdan discuss future collaborations to boost India-UAE strategic partnership. Centre announces merger of 26 regional rural banks under one state, one RRB policy. And in IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeat hosts Kolkata Knight Riders by 4 runs at Eden Gardens. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.